locked in. The intro music is fading out. It's GloucesterCast 210. 210. We have a monstrous cast today. Huge. We're missing my co-host, Kim Smith, who's not doing well. She's in the hospital. And I think it's pneumonia. But we miss her. Because she does a lot of organizing, brings a lot to the table. And not only that, we like her being around because she's so positive and upbeat. It's GloucesterCast 210 again. We have the cast of Holiday Delights here. We have Karen Piskey here. We have the birthday boy, Ed Collard, here.
In the house.
We have Rebecca Borden here, who's pimping her handywoman services and her awesome mini lobster trap wreaths. Are you doing the lobster trap?
I'm working on one miniature lobster trap tree. Okay. There's a lot of work in that, and I'm starting lobster trap menorahs.
Lobster trap menorahs are tremendous.
And Christmas ornaments.
And Christmas ornaments. What about the wire lobster? Are you doing those anymore?
Not yet.
Special
not
order?
Special order.
Okay, special
order. I got to get them from Mo.
From Momo.
Yeah.
All right. He does the wire part, and you do the light part?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The cast of Holiday Delights. We went for my girls and I went last year for the first time. Heidi Dallin is here. Heidi, can you explain how many kids are involved in Holiday Delights?
Probably around 50.
50. Huge cast. It's a
and that's
stage.
Cast and crew.
Right.
We have a cast of around 40. And then we have this whole amazing team of production assistants that are former students and also my apprentice from the stage company. And they all come to help. Just to help. I have some Harley Pereira's come to every single rehearsal to help.
Wow.
And
very important behind those people are just as important as the actors.
Absolutely. It's a team.
Yeah.
The same way I say to the kids, you know, a baseball team, could you play a baseball game if you didn't have the catcher or the pitcher? It's the same thing with the stage company. We cannot do the show without all the moving parts.
The Holiday Delights is 3 days this year.
Yep.
Last year, it was only one show, right?
It was two shows.
Two shows, one day.
It was a night show and a matinee.
Okay.
But this year, we're doing Friday night, December 9th, 7:30, and then 2 o'clock, December 10th, and then Sunday, 2 o'clock, December 11th.
Which is great, because it was sold out last year.
Yep, it was sold out. So hopefully, more people will come, and hopefully, we'll sell out three shows
Let's
this year.
Let's fill it up.
Yep.
Well, it is... My daughters and I, for an adult and children, both blown away. The performances it was so great. It was what everything should be with a holiday performance. We said it last year. We're going to sound like broken records, but it's true. Like, there is no need to go into Boston to go see the Nutcracker which is boring as far as I'm concerned. But when you have this in your backyard, way more entertaining because there's actually dialogue.
Right.
And some funny parts, and you see people that you know, and the costumes and the performances, all really fun. We loved watching our buddy Ruby last year just kicking butt, taking names, right? There she is. And everybody, but the whole cast, I mean, everybody shines. And you have, why don't you talk about Charles's daughters, how long they've been involved?
Well, do we want to, let's say everybody who's here.
Yeah, let's talk.
From the cast,
yeah,
go ahead.
My name is Ruby McElhoney.
I'm Ella DeGaspe-Bobien.
I'm Chloe DeGaspe-Bobien.
I'm Colby Tyramino.
I'm Megan Gallo.
And you guys...
This is just a small portion of the cast.
Yeah. And we couldn't fit the cast in this room.
No, absolutely. No, we couldn't. And they range from, 6 years old to, we have people from 6 years old to, 16 years old. And Chloe and Ella... Actually, they've really been involved in the show. Not involved, but they've been... They started out in 2007. We did the first show in 2007. And you guys were how old?
5, I think.
Yeah, they were 3 and 5. And
wow.
They came to see the show.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And then when they were old enough, they started taking class. And they've been in the show. We did it. We took 2 years off, then we did it again in 2010. And they've been in the show since 2010.
It's a great show.
And Ella, tell them your story.
When I started, I didn't want to do the workshop. I was really shy and had stage fright. But now I don't, and I like performing and acting on stage.
Mm. And you're gonna be, what's your part this year?
I'm Mrs. Claus this year.
Big part, filling big shoes.
Yeah.
Talia DeWolf.
That's right, 2 years, Talia DeWolf.
Yeah.
And before that, Jackie McCarthy.
There's a lot of people, these kids come back. It's a testament to the program that you have the same kids coming back year after year, because if they didn't like it, they wouldn't come back. But to do it the show year after year after year, you have to love it. And I got to tell you, after seeing it last year, I won't miss that show going forward, because it is a tremendous performance. It is funny and entertaining, and the sets and the costumes are gorgeous.
And it changes a little bit every year too.
Yeah. Heidi, you're responsible. You do this. You write it, right?
Yeah, I kind of oversee everything and write. And this year, I have a great apprentice, Sarah Vanderwall, and she actually wrote the two new scenes based on Charlie Brown and the Grinch.
Oh, tremendous.
So we're adding Charlie Brown and the Grinch. And
oh, who's making that Grinch costume? That's going to be...
Lara Giardullo.
From the dress code. Yeah.
She's our costume designer.
Oh, God, and I can't wait to see that outfit.
She's fabulous. Well, she has to costume the entire Whoville.
Yeah.
She has to costume the entire Whoville and all the Charlie Brown characters.
Where does the money come to for all those costumes?
Oh, well, Lara is very thrifty. Mm-hmm. And we reuse things.
Yeah.
And the one thing that we do charge is there's no cost to be in the show. If you've taken a class at Gloucester Stage during the calendar year, you're invited to be in the show, and I find a place for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But and you don't have to pay to be in it. Like a lot of places, there's a fee to be. But there is a $17 costume fee.
Oh.
That's all that's anyone nothing. Has to pay. And there's... over 100 costume changes. Probably, like, little Ruby here, last year was your first year in the show, right? Yeah. And so she was changing, basically, every time you left the stage, you had to change your costume.
Must be hilarious out back. Must be like a Chinese fire drill back there. Huh?
Chloe, what's it like backstage?
Crazy.
All right, I want to hear a couple scenes. Hit us with a couple scenes.
All right, so we've got a little bit. We're going to do some Santa's Workshop, the elves and Santa's Workshop.
I want you guys to listen. When you tell your lines, look at the... well, you can look at each other, but try to emote so that the mic picks it up, all right? I'll put this closer to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, be nice and loud, guys, okay? So this is Santa's Workshop. This is daughter one. Megan, why don't you explain where we are in the...
We're in Santa's Workshop.
Megan Gallo plays daughter one,
mm-hmm.
which is, tell us, Megan.
So basically, she wakes up in Santa's Workshop, and that's where she meets Mrs. Claus, and they start their whole adventure.
And daughter one does not want to celebrate Christmas.
Oh, anti-Christmas.
Yes, she is anti-Christmas for a variety of reasons.
Right.
So she wakes up and is in Santa, magically transported to Santa's Workshop.
Hello.
Where am I?
The North Pole, Santa's Workshop.
And you are?
An elf, of course.
We are all elves. Really?
Yes, Megan, we have been expecting you.
You know my name?
Yes, of course we do.
We know all the boys and girls and what they want for Christmas.
We work all year to fill Santa's sleigh on Christmas Eve.
Now, Megan, my husband and I have heard some very distressing news. We heard you want to skip Christmas this year.
Mrs. Claus, no Christmas!
I can't believe it, I won't believe it.
But everyone loves Christmas. Santa finds the Christmas spirit all over the world.
I bet there isn't any Christmas spirit in Michigan.
No, Megan, no matter where you are, there is Christmas spirit.
Especially when you are with the people you love and you care about.
What are we going to do?
What kind of a little girl would want to skip Christmas?
No Christmas?
It's not that bad.
Now you can keep all these cool gifts for yourself.
I don't want anything. I love making the gifts for all the boys and girls.
Yes, me too. I am an elf. That is what I do. That is who I am.
You want nothing? No gifts?
We all love making the gifts and sending them to all the boys and girls.
Making boys and girls happy all over the world? That's what we look forward to during the holidays.
That's why we work so hard all year in our workshop.
Megan, do you remember how proud and happy you were last Christmas when you gave your mother that necklace you made in art class?
Yes, Mom loved it. She wears it all the time and tells everyone I made it.
Well, now you understand how we feel.
Please, Mrs. Claus, there has to be Christmas.
Yes, Mrs. Claus, you must save Christmas.
What would we do without Christmas? Please help us, Mrs. Claus.
Don't worry, my dear little elves. There will be Christmas. But you must get back to work now. Santa needs those toys tonight.
Thank you, Mrs. Claus.
Back to work. We have many toys to finish before Christmas morning.
Why don't you try singing? It makes the work go by much faster.
Good idea, Mrs. Claus.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Wow. Love it. Love it. Oh, man. You can imagine that with the costumes and the set and everything.
Yeah, and we have the best set. Don't you think it's the best set ever this year?
Yeah,
we have the best set in the history of Holiday Delights. My apprentice, Sarah, her father, they live in Danvers. And when she went to Danvers High, and he helped build all the sets for the Danvers High shows. And he's really handy. He's a building inspector in Salisbury. He's really handy. He can do anything. And he built our set. He designed it and built it with help of some parents. A lot of the parents helped, including Charles did some painting, Ella and Chloe's dad. So we had help from parents, but it's his, and it's unbelievable.
Well, the thing is, sometimes we get caught up working and to pay thing for things, and we're just buying presents and everything else, so you get lose track. You can't help but if you come out of this show and feel the Christmas spirit, you're all about it. You know, it's like one of those things that just pushes you into it and enjoying it rather than, you know, oh God, I don't have the presents yet. You know, the other part of
the whole show is about what's important at Christmas, right, which is being together and your family. It started out the first few years. It was about a little girl who wasn't getting a cell phone for Christmas, and she was really mad and didn't want to celebrate Christmas. And then I realized I would have to age down the main character to probably younger than Ruby.
Oh, because
everyone has cell phones, right. You know, the kids were like, because the kids helped me, and the kids were like, yeah, Heidi, you know, everyone has a cell phone now. It's not really a big deal.
Right.
So
yeah,
then,
input from them.
Yeah, so then we had to come up with something else that was, and it was daughter one was moving away from her beloved Gloucester.
All right, do you have another scene for me? No?
Yes, we do. We have a little bit from Charlie Brown.
Which is this is the first year for this scene.
This is the first year for Charlie Brown, yep.
All right, everyone stop it. I mean, Schroeder, would you mind very much pausing that beautiful music for a bit?
Oh, fine. I do need to rest my delicate fingers.
Thank you so much. Quiet, everyone. Our director will be here any minute, and we'll start rehearsal.
Director? What director?
Don't you know? This year's Christmas show will be directed by good old Charlie Brown. Oh no, we're doomed.
This will be the worst Christmas play ever.
So then we're going to skip a little ahead to Charlie Brown. Because, you know, they're putting on their own Christmas play in Charlie Brown.
Uh-huh.
So they're having a little problem at rehearsal.
Play within a play.
Yes.
All right now, we're going to do this play and we're going to do it right. Lucy, get those costumes and scripts and pass them out. Now the script girl will be handing out your parts.
You're the innkeeper's wife.
Does the innkeeper's wife have naturally curly hair?
Pigpen, you're the innkeeper.
In spite of my outward appearance, I shall try to run a neat inn.
Shormy, you're a shepherd.
I'm always the shepherd. Everyone stop. That does it. This is all wrong. This isn't how our play is supposed to be. This isn't in the spirit of the holidays. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Well, if you analyze the 3 weeks of the winter solstice in the Roman holiday Juvenalia, while keeping in mind Pope Julius the First Papal's legacy, history tells us.
Thanks, Marcy, but I don't think that's what I mean.
Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Marcy, lights, please. In nights during December, people all over the world celebrate this joyous season together. Skaters in the park glide along frozen ice, holding hands and laughing. Children run outside, building friendly snowmen or having snowball fights. Families prepare delicious meals and gather around the dining table to feast. Aunts, uncles, grandparents, cousins, and friends come from near and far to be close to the ones they love. And each one of these people can look up at the stars in the sky and feel the peace and joy the holidays bring. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Ah, very nice, very nice. Whoa. All right.
Yes, and some of these kids are stepping in. They're not all the roles that they play.
Right, right.
So they're just stepping in, which is great, is a great job. But, you know, the kids work so hard, and it's so great to see how far they've come. When I think about Colby started out, you talk about the fifth grade play. He started out at Beeman School because I go into Beeman and direct. Actually, at Beeman, we do fourth and fifth grade. So Colby started out as a fourth grader.
Wow.
Did you know anything about theater, Colby, before you did it?
Nope.
No?
There you go.
So if the Ed Foundation did not have the fifth grade theater initiative for people to go into the school, people like me to go into the schools, and Colby, I might never have found my Colby.
Right.
And now, hold on, how old are you, Colby?
I'm 15. I'll be 16 next month.
Wow. Yeah, so he's a sophomore in high school. Yeah, a sophomore. So he's
be
been...
driving around soon.
What?
He'll be driving around soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, very gosh. Nice. I know. I know Talia DeWolf is taking driving lessons. She's going to be driving soon, too.
Crazy.
So.
Well, Holiday Delights, December 9th, 10th, 11th. You can get your tickets at www.gloucesterstage.com. Thank you guys for coming in. Appreciate it. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Here we go. We are starting up again. That was awesome. The kids, that was nice of you. Thanks for organizing that, Heidi, to have the kids come in.
Oh, well, it's great. Well, they were very excited to be here, too. So,
but we,
it
so
was
we,
an
we
honor. Part,
so what happened is we just did that. We ran through their things, and we asked them if they wanted to stay, and half the kids, they were like, yeah. And then the parents were looking at them like, no, we're out of here.
Got things to do on a Sunday.
We got things to do. Ed Collin, it's your birthday today.
Yes, it is, sir.
This is a kind of a melancholy thing because he just came back like a couple of weeks ago, and now he's heading back on the road.
Yes, I am. I'll be leaving Wednesday or Thursday.
Where to this time?
I'm definitely headed to Key West again to see my grandson, and of course my son and daughter-in-law. And then visit some friends in Florida. I'm going to go back to some of the same places I was at last year. And I'll be doing some volunteer work with kids from AmeriCorps as far as the flood relief rebuilding. I feel like I have to pay something back. And then there's some new sites I want to see. I go online and something just tickles my fancy. Or as Beck said last year on my journey, he gets deflected by shiny objects. I'll see a sign and, Mount Rushmore, 300 miles, and oh, geez, I'm that close? I still complain about driving to Lanesville, though. that's not far, it's 300 miles. So I'm just going to do the whole trip again, this time hit Alaska and do the Trans-Canadian, come back for the spring, and back down to Gloucester for the summer.
Keeping a journal of all this? Photo journal?
Yeah, sort of, kind of. Once again, my good friend Bex is on my case and actually has provided me with a laptop this year, so I'll be able to do it. Of course, it's one finger at a time, type of thing. But yeah, it'll be a recap of last year and ongoing for what I'm doing this year.
The travels, the adventures of the animals.
I'm having a time.
All
of my
the
life.
Animals you went and encountered and all the danger signs.
Oh my God, it was funny. I keep sending them to Bex. And like some places, I go in a camp, and after you're already in there and set up, you take a little walk. Watch out for the bears, or don't feed the bears. And I'm there, well, what if they like me? I'm not doing this intentionally. But alligators, the rattlesnakes, the scorpions, the crocs, you name it. And it was always a little bit after I entered someplace that I would see these warning signs. And they, oh, yeah, don't warn me before I come in, you know. But, yeah, there was a lot of critters, a lot of critters.
Lost his own Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah. I wish, you know, so I wish I would have known you were coming in. I could have had some cake for you. It would have been nice.
Let them eat cake?
Huh?
I'm on a diet.
He's on a diet.
You know how I'm always on a seafood diet?
Yeah.
Eat it up.
Eat it up.
Diet. Hey, Bex, thanks for coming with us. Bex brought her mini lobster trap wreaths, and they have like a little battery pack that lights up. And they have the gangens, which are the ropes on the end of the, they're so accurate to what a real lobster trap looks like. I can't imagine how many orders you already have for these, but if people wanted to buy them, you have a website. It's www.capeannhandywoman.com. Why don't you describe where you got the idea for these?
Well, of course, it's inspired by Gloucester's famous lobster trap tree, which Ed has been known to build and I've been known to build. One year I made a miniature lobster trap tree for Art Haven. It sold at the buoy auction. I think you remember that one that I did, which was out of control.
With lights in it.
Lights on it, wow. And everything. It stood about a foot and a half high.
It was gorgeous.
It was, I think it auctioned off at $250, which was a great cause.
That's a steal. At $250, that's a steal.
I know.
Because one of a kind. For generations, you're going to have that.
One of a kind.
Right, yeah, totally.
And then I was like, you know, I got to make something more at a lower price point that, you know, people can afford and enjoy. So actually it was in January and February. I said, I got to start them early. I started building these lobster traps. And I built them from hardware cloth. It's also known as rat wire cloth. It's quarter inch mesh. And I cut them into kind of shapes. And then I bend them together form boxes. So it's like if you took a cardboard box and opened it up, that would be the shape. And then I kind of put them together and knit them. And then I get
what do you use to knit them?
Little wire? Needle nose pliers. So I'll bend over the wire onto itself.
Oh, okay.
Needle nose pliers. And then I get a box and then I spray paint the box with rubber so it gets thick. Yeah. And then I paint them different colors, and this year I added
yellow
because I was just noticing what the natural color of lobster traps are. They're not always green. Yeah, some yellow and some blues.
More yellow now.
Is that just because you can see them better in the water when they come up? I don't.
To be honest with you, I don't know. And you know, it from lobster catches because we see a lot of different lobster boats with different color wire and stuff like that. To me, there is no correspondence between catch. Some guys use yellow lobster traps and they don't catch particularly more than the guys that fish with green lobster traps.
Or blue, or
very few blue. Mostly yellow and green. Yellow, I think,
I
is the most popular color now.
Rockport has some blue.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I think the reason why guys start using different color wire is so that they can tell from afar if someone else is hauling their gear.
I'm sure there's some reason to it. So I make the boxes, and it takes 20 traps to put on. They're on a wreath frame.
Beautiful.
So I zip tie them just the same way the lobster trap tree is built. Lobster trap tree is built from zip ties. I zip tie them to the wreath, and then I sew on, I call them bridles. That's what I know.
Bridles or gangens, yeah.
Gangens.
Same thing.
And then with some twine, and then I paint the gangens with glue. So that they stick and they look old and weathered. So that's an additional. I mean, some of these you have to, when you go miniature, the devil's in the details. And once you drill down on the details, it makes it that much better. Yeah. A friend of mine works at Crocker's Boatyard. She gave me some boat line.
Love the bow.
So I've got a red bow, and you'll see on my website. Some come with a red bow. Some come with a white bow. They're easy to change out. And then I've got battery operated lights. I had to glue on the battery operated lights. They're just too delicate to put on. and I put the lights
so
on the back
cool.
So you can see through.
That's
beautiful.
Awesome.
So cool.
So, yeah, and
is it weatherproof?
This is weatherproof. You can put them outside.
Okay, wow.
I think the battery-operated lights last about 40 hours. Okay. They're LED, so they're very efficient. Three AA batteries. So I'm selling them without the lights. I mean, they definitely have an awe effect.
Yeah.
Mm.
For without the lights, the wreath is $80. With the lights, it's $100. You can contact me through my website. I'm also on Facebook at capeandhandywoman.com. You can also see some of my before and after work that I'm doing with clients. And I'm going to be selling them at the Middle Street Walk on December 10th before the tree lighting.
Where are you going to be set up?
I'm going to be set up in City Hall.
In City Hall. Yes. Are they having vendors inside City Hall?
They're having vendors inside of City Hall.
Yeah,
is that
Church.
Something new?
UU Church or the City Hall?
I don't think it's new.
No, they've always had a craft.
And they have music, you know, choral.
No, I know they had the music, and I never knew they had a craft fair that you could sell stuff inside.
Yeah.
UU Church has been. I'm going to be there with Gloucester Tees at the UU Church.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things along the way to attract people.
That Middle Street Walk is bananas. It's
beautiful.
That day, the Lobster Trap lighting, and there's. I want to say there's like 30 different things going on at once.
Huge.
Donna's going to be there.
Who?
Donna Arduzzoni.
Yeah, Arduzzoni. Yeah, she sells her stuff. Melissa Cox sells her stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The soaps and stuff?
Yeah.
Melissa?
Yeah. So I've also, again, $100 is a high price point. I understand that. But I sell the lobster traps individually as Christmas tree ornaments for $10, two for $15.
Brilliant.
So you can just sell them.
Oh, they have they can hang right from the gangens.
They can hang from there. Or I'm going to put little ornament hooks on them.
Oh, so they could hang.
They could hang like that,
down or sideways. Yeah,
there's pictures on my website to show what they look like.
Oh, wow.
You can buy different colors. I've got a lot of these. Kind of like, you know, you can give them away as gifts.
Stocking stuffers.
This is a true, authentic Gloucester, one of a kind, made in town.
No one's making them.
No one's making them. Everyone's gonna want them. I hope.
Yes.
And finally, I'm working on a miniature lobster trap tree. Which I only have enough supplies to make one, and I'm working on because we have the first ever lobster trap menorah last year that the temple and Jim Dowd did.
Oh my God!
So I'm working on, as you can see, the zip ties are kind of all flied out, and I haven't put the bridles on yet, but I put grommets in for the candles.
Oh my God, that's awesome!
See, again, you have to go, the devil's in the details. So I'm going to make two of these, and maybe I'll donate one to the temple if they want to auction it off for their own fundraiser. But it's stands about a foot high, a foot wide. I'll get pictures on my website later today. I just haven't finished this up, but, you know, miniature lobster trap menorah, because I believe in all religions this time of the holiday. It isn't about Christmas. There's a lot to celebrate, including holiday delights.
Right. Well, we celebrate Hanukkah and holiday delights.
That's why they call holiday delights.
Right.
We have dancing dreidels.
Yep.
And light a menorah, so.
So
cool. Oh,
so I've been having a lot of fun. Yes, it took me about 2 months to make all of these. It's a multi-step process, as you can see. And I hope people will contact me, and we can have some fun this holiday season with some new must-have Gloucester items.
I absolutely love it.
Beautiful.
And I say the website again, www.capeandhandywoman.com. On Facebook, Cape Ann Handy Woman. Can't go wrong there.
Quick question.
What?
You do a lot outside of making the wreaths and lobster traps.
Yeah, we got to talk about her other venture, too.
And I also want to do, there's a shout-out this Friday night for Fishtails. 10th anniversary, Gloucester Writers Center, Fishtails, Analyze This. $20 at the Gloucester Stage.
Yeah, it's at Gloucester Stage. Yeah, we talked about it last week, yep.
But just another shout-out.
Yep.
I'm on the wait list. Didn't get in.
The wait list
To perform.
Oh.
Israel Horowitz has a prepared one. James Dowd is on.
Israel's not telling his story.
Yeah.
Someone, I think Bob Walsh, the artistic director of the theater, is gonna do Israel's story. And there's like 9 stories or so.
I've done them a couple of times. They're a blast to do. It's a real community event. Its inspiration is the Moth Radio Hour. So,
and you'll be performing on the holiday.
Yeah, that Fishtails is going to be really cool. We talked about this last week with Heidi. The Analyze, what is it called? Analyze what?
Analyze This.
Analyze This, take off on the movie, right?
The Robert De Niro movie.
De Niro movie. But so there's going to be like patient, mental people.
it can be stories of people in therapy, therapists.
So it should be, it should, There should be some really good storytelling going on.
There's always good storytelling at Fishtales. You never know.
Did you go to the one with the lawyers, Bex?
No, I did the one on bad luck. I did the one on tattoos. Told my story about my tattoo, and I did one about pets.
Oh, you've been in them.
I've been in them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wow.
I've been in them.
You're part of them. So you also people should also know Bex also doing her handywoman thing, and how's that going?
It's going great. I get I work at night after work and on weekends. I say I like to do the 2 to 4 hour job, not the 2 to 4 day job. Mm-hmm. I've been getting referrals from Ace. I've been getting referrals from Facebook. I helped rebuild a bulkhead, a rotten bulkhead, for a client out in Riverdale. There's some new people moved to town. They got my name from Ace Hardware hometown, and I've been building their assembling their furniture for them.
Oh, cool.
You know, because they can't find their drill and they can't unpack until these things happen.
Beautiful. Perfect job for you.
I know. Stephanie Palazzola O'Neill hired me. She's working with an interior designer, so I hung artwork in a client's house for her.
Wow.
You know, positioning it right.
She's doing the design work.
She's working with she's helped part-time interior design work for Veritas, or I can't remember designer out of Essex. So two women, they do great work, great consult, and they needed someone to do a custom artwork install, and she thought of me, which was really great. So,
awesome.
So I do just random, I'm helping Melissa Cox with her bathroom, teaching her how to install tile. Mm. So she's kind of demoing that and putting that in. Every day's different.
Love it.
Yep. Even though my mother, Dot, gives me her own to-do list, you know, she's got to move down a little bit.
Got
to
earn your keep over there on Pilot's Hill.
Up on Pilot's Hill, Gloucester Quilter, Vacation Rentals, so.
Yeah, VRBO, check
VRBO,
it out.
VRBO, Gloucester.
Is that your number one thing?
Yeah.
Referral thing? VRBO?
HomeAway and VRBO merged. Oh. And so I get profiled on both of them. We have a two-bedroom, two-bath, less than a mile from Good Harbor Beach with a private pool.
Absolutely
ridiculous.
Ridiculous location,
God.
View. Like,
Joey wants to move in.
I do. So this is how I would describe it. It would be like a combination of like Nantucket kind of house / vineyard house / Frank Sinatra's Palm Springs.
Oh,
on a hill.
On a hill overlooking Gloucester Harbor, close to the beach, but private.
Very
private. And really, really beautiful, like, well done and classy.
And
like,
you got your own separate entrance. It's at the in-law apartment on our second floor.
Yeah.
So you're private, separate, and I'm...
Sunsets, stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid.
And you rent it year-round?
You rent year-round, 2 week maximum.
Wow.
If I was there, I would hope for a storm. No, really, I would hope for a storm because the views, like the storm coming in and going out, would be like, so it's a no lose situation. Like, I wouldn't hesitate, even if there was a storm coming, I wouldn't hesitate to rent it. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. How do you look it up on VRBO?
It's a prime Gloucester property overlooking the harbor with a private pool. I have over 60 5-star ratings and reviews from past customers, been doing it for 3 or 4 years now.
How big is it?
2 bedroom, 2 bath. Each bedroom has its own private bathroom.
Oh, nice. God.
With a kitchen, living room, Wi-Fi.
The pool is awesome.
Walking distance to Good Harbor?
Walking distance to Good Harbor.
Looks like a lima bean pool, right?
Yeah, kidney.
Kidney bean.
Kidney bean shaped pool.
And we get beans. Garbanzo bean. It's a garbanzo bean pool.
And we set up our guests with beach towels, beach chairs, beach umbrella. Coolers.
There's a grill there. I know there's a grill there.
There's a grill there. I built a table for the grill.
Speaking of grills.
Yeah, speaking of grills, here's the transition to you.
So whoever grill is listening to this podcast today.
How do you know that?
Because, I don't know if you remember, on your birthday weekend, I was in Chicago helping out my mom who was having surgery. So when I'm in Chicago, I'm thinking, I should go to Weber Grill and get something for Joey. But I wasn't able to. So the next weekend, my niece goes to Chicago to help out her grandmother. And I asked her to go to Weber Grill for me and get something. She wasn't able to. So a big shout out to Melissa Santiago, the general manager of Weber Grill, and Heidi Bocas, who's the head of office and catering at the Lombard Weber Grill. They arranged for you, Joey, to have a copy of their takeout menu.
Are you kidding me right now? This
I'm
is
not kidding
sick.
You.
Look at this.
So there's your
my God.
Official
oh,
takeout
cool
menu.
Look at that.
And I told him that you're just crazy mad about Weber Grill and how you're renovating all these Weber Grills. And you know who the owner of Weber Grill is, right? George Steffen?
Yeah. He's the inventor.
So George,
are you
wishing
me
you a happy birthday
from
all the staff at Weber Grill.
Oh, my God. This is bananas.
That is sick.
That is bananas. Oh,
so,
my
happy
God.
Belated birthday.
How cool is that? Thank you so much. That is very touching. Well, you were in Chicago, and you said to me, would you like, she was there for the World Series, she said, would you like a Cubs t-shirt? I'm like, no, I'm a Red Sox fan. I don't want a Cubs t-shirt. And then you come back with this, you come over the top on me.
Way better than a Cubs t-shirt, right?
This is bananas. Oh my God! Thank you so much.
So, and when you and Kate do go to Chicago, you have to let me know because I have a gift certificate for you to dine at the Weber Grill.
Is that true?
That's true.
Holy shit! This is the best day ever.
Wow.
Oh man, Ed, put that right over there. I don't want to mess that up. I'll back over it in my wheelie chair over here. So let's check this out.
The menu.
Oh, the Smoky Joe is their take on the Sloppy Joe. $10 for lunch. Pulled pork tacos, $10. I've said on this podcast a bunch of times, people talk about vacation stuff, where would you like to go? And I always talk about, I'd like to go to Weber, to go to the Weber Grill restaurant, to Chicago, to go to the Weber Grill restaurant. Did you go there?
I've been to the one in Lombard. Lombard has their own Weber Grill. I've been there a number of times.
And they have the big, on the outside, they have this huge replica of a like, exact dimensions of a big red Weber Grill, right? The classic.
And you can actually rent a huge Weber Grill for barbecues. I don't know what the dimensions are. I want to say it's like 45 inches across.
That's the ranch kettle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it's called. It's called the ranch kettle. That's what it's called. It's this guy's, yeah. The Weber Kettle Club is it's a website that I go to all the time. It's all guys that are obsessed like I am. And so, as a matter of fact, so talk about sweet, really nice gestures, right? You guys saw the Simpsons grill that I got this week?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Saturday, I drove to Wayland and I got this grill, and it needed a little bit of cleanup, but it wasn't really all that bad. But the where's my thing? Oh, so the handles on it were blue, but they were all faded out. So I'm on the Weber Kettle Club. It's an online forum, and everybody talks about their renovations, how to get to where you need to go to make your grill back to perfect. And I told them, I posted the picture of the grill that I picked up and cleaned up, and we all post pictures of our restoration process, and we give advice and stuff. And this guy says, I had one, and I kept the handles, but they're in better shape than yours. I'm going to ship them out to you. I got to work today. They're in this priority mail thing, and they got in with a nice note, and it says happy grilling, brother. Pay it forward. So glad you can use them, Joel.
So it's just a Weber day.
It's a Weber day.
Isn't
that sweet? So yeah, awesome. I mean, this is a hell of a day. Oh my goodness gracious, I am overwhelmed.
And the funny thing was, his birthday podcast ended up being all about Chicago. They're talking about the Chicago Cubs, the Chicago Art Museum, Weber Grill, and I wasn't there.
And you would be. So there you go. Yeah, I'm blown away. Where am I going to put that picture? Is what I'm thinking.
Well, I talked to Donna about it. I said, do you think I should get a life size one? And she's like,
no, because the life size one I wouldn't have a place for. That I'm going to have a place for, because Weber. I'll stop talking after this one sentence. Weber, I posted a picture of one of my grills outside on the dock with the sunset in the background. Weber saw it on social media, and they sent me a cookbook and said, we'd like to use that photo and name you as Griller of the Week.
Nice.
And so I got the certificate and this cookbook and everything. So Kate, for my birthday, got the the thing with the Weber Griller of the Week on it, and she had it framed. James and Anna matted it for me, and I have that. That's going to go right next to that.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean...
A little shrine.
A little Weber shrine.
A little Weber shrine, yeah.
I know. All right, enough about me.
Wow.
I want to do a huge... Okay, we talked about Ed's birthday. Yesterday was our good friend Nicole Schraft's birthday.
Nick, so we can't forget about that.
Thank you very much. And you're here. You have... Thank you for... My daughter's got Gloucester Tees. And Karen Pischke's...
that's so cute.
Isn't it appropriate that your last name means fish?
Prussian for fish.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Right? So Karen Pischke took Gloucester Tees and made it. Shirts Illustrated is our good friends of ours, and they produced... stuff for us. Karen has this awesome t-shirt. It's a fish, and the saying on it says, "Thank cod for little fishermen." Thank cod, play on words.
So it's to help promote Gloucester, and a little pun and fun behind it. And we have more Gloucester shirts coming out. We'll probably have like one a month that we're going to launch. So this was our first one that we had at the Seacoast Nursing Holiday Fair, and people were commenting on how much they liked it. The Gloucester, the T's, T-E-A-S-E, stands for Together Everyone Accomplishes Something Extraordinary. Mm-hmm. So there's a mission behind the story. Yeah. And we're going to be at West Parish Holiday Fair on Saturday, and then at the UU Church for the Middle Street Walk.
So what day is the Middle Street Walk?
December 10th, Saturday.
2 weeks. Two Saturdays from yesterday.
Yeah.
13 days from now.
And our other big seller...
It's all coming so fast.
Our other big seller are our pet bandanas, and they're Paws for Love and Paws for Peace.
Did you say pet bananas?
Pet bandanas.
Oh,
pet
bandanas. Like pet bananas?
So those are nice stocking stuffers.
Yeah,
they're very
affordable. It's a new craze.
You can put in the stocking, so... And it's all... There's a percentage of the proceeds that go to charity, so... Thanks.
Very sweet. Very sweet.
Those are so very cute. Nice. Great gift.
Yeah. And you have a partner that did the design?
Diana Witten.
Shout out to Diana Witten.
And she also has Top Dog Nutrition. So at some of these shows, where we have these healthy dog snacks that she makes, kind of holistic dog snacks. Chicken, turkey, and she just came
holistic
up with
holistic dogs, that's where we're at now?
Yeah.
Holistic.
Healthy. I should say healthy.
You don't love dogs.
I love
snacks.
Dogs. You know me, how much I love the dogs. No, but listen, there's people that love the dogs more than they love humans. So that only makes sense that they want to give them the best. They get the holistic stuff. And the dog probably gets nice firm poops instead of the poops that go all over the place.
Really good coat. And she's selling raw dog food. And she's selling it out of Eva's. Have you heard about Eva's in Middleton and Beverly? And there's a third site now.
Organic food for dogs or organic food for
everybody? Everybody.
Yeah, everybody. I have friends that sell their organic turkeys there and eggs and,
Cool. So. Eva's. Look for the organic dog food at Eva's. Yeah, very nice. Thanks for coming in, Karen.
Tell us
about Dreamtime Wellness. What's going on there?
Dreamtime Wellness has my biggest busyness lately has been Reiki training.
Training others to do Reiki.
Yeah, and wow. I've been doing that for 16 years, but it seems to be really gelling with this nice group. They get to the practice venue is at the community center in Manchester. Once a month, they can all come and do hands-on practice, and people can have Reiki sessions there very affordably. It's just a suggested donation, $20, 10 for people that are elderly or can't afford the $20 even, veterans, people undergoing treatment.
I'm coming this winter. As soon as I get my vacation time, I'm coming.
Oh, January. So the first, it's the first Tuesday of the month, December.
No, I'm coming for, I'm going to have you do the relaxing
thing. The full session.
I want the relaxed thing.
Yeah.
The one that like just get your shoulders to drop from being in this the nervous wound up state. I want complete relaxation. I want to get to that state. So I'm so wound up right now.
And the nice thing is you don't have to do any work to get there with Reiki. It just is part of what happens.
You just lay down. You lay your hands over.
Fully clothed.
You do the chant.
No chanting.
No chanting.
No chanting in mind work. No chanting. No crystals.
No alms.
No hands on. Nothing more. Light touch. No manipulation. So it's not contraindicated.
Do you talk during the thing?
I don't. If you ask me questions, I'll talk. We have a little conversation at the beginning, maybe a little at the end, but in the midst of the session, it's your time. And
there's not the worst. than when you go in first session and you get chatty Kathy. There's nothing worse than you want to just chill out. I like, talk, how the kids doing? How's work?
Hairdressers, I will tip you not to talk to me.
I've had to ask.
I don't want you to ask what birth order I'm in, where I grew up.
Limo drivers, hairdressers, massage therapists, please.
Just stop. Just stop.
See,
your tip depends on you just shutting the fuck up.
You know, the key is for you to say that ahead of time, because I'm sure they'd be happy to do that.
Can't you just read my body language? Like, one-word answers? Yep. Nope. In between? Come on.
Okay. Pick up your
hair. Pick up the social cues, people.
I have to tell you the funniest massage I ever had. I was at an event out in
Utah. Did you ever have a guy get a boner?
What?
Did you ever have a guy get a boner?
No, Joey. That
never happened?
Not that I'm aware of, no. No.
But speaking from experience, Joe?
Yeah, I fell asleep, and the lady nudged me. I fell asleep. I was at the Atlantis Hotel down in the Bahamas, and I fell asleep, and the lady nudged me, and she goes, excuse me, you want to roll over or something? I had a dream, but this lady that was giving me the massage, she looked like Mistress Helga. She was like this huge, like, Swedish lady. She was not attractive. I wasn't thinking of her. In my head, though, I was sleeping. I mean, it wasn't a conscious, like this pervert that wants to get a hard on during my massage. It just happened. I fell asleep because I was, so tired.
Roll over, Joey.
Roll over.
He's dreaming about his next Weber.
The kickstand. This is a long, this is like 15 years ago.
I'll be on his stomach for a session.
Yeah, remember, put Joey on the stomach.
Yeah.
But the funniest massage I ever had was out at this resort out in Utah, and they had on the menu a rain stick massage. I never had heard of that, so I'm thinking, oh, they have some kind of stick maybe that they use to massage. And I'm laying on the table, and next thing I know, this woman starts walking around the table, literally with the rain stick. Shh.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm thinking, what the... and it's an hour massage, and she's wasting my time.
Right.
And I said, well, I really just want a hands-on massage. Could you just not do that and just...
Did she get offended?
She said, I'll get to that in a few minutes. And I said, honey, I'll get to that in a few minutes, honey. And I said, no, I really need you to stop doing that because it's really annoying.
Good for you. Good for you for speaking up.
Yeah.
He said, I really am here for a hands-on
You're on
massage.
My time, not your time.
I'm paying for this, So, and there's nothing worse than somebody asking, you tell people what you want in a session, and they're not able to offer that.
Right.
And I hear that from people that they go for, say, a massage or an acupuncture, and they know what works well for them, and they ask the new person, or they say, this is what worked well for me, and then the provider doesn't even, they ignore what they...
They just go through their thing is.
What they think is best, instead of... Yeah. Being there for the person.
Because some people want light touch, some people want, aggressive.
Oh, I want the elbow. I want you just to grind
it
in.
Get it in there, baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you mean deep tissue massage.
Yeah.
And the gentle Reiki may not be...
No, I had Rolfing done.
Oh, Rolfing's very deep massage. Yeah.
So Reiki is not... If you want what Bex just said, don't go to Reiki.
Well, you go to Reiki for,
like
you
say, work.
It's energy work, but it's also a very deep relaxation. And some people, like massage, you can have a really great massage and it will linger for a while, but a lot of times, like, you feel like the next day it's kind of not lasting, like you wish you could go again.
Oh, no. With me, with Rolfing and the deep tissue massage, it really stretches out the fascia.
So it lasts longer.
And it really realigns my body much better than the shoe, touch, finger touch. I'm like, no, you're not. Yeah. You're not getting out my knots. You're not systemically realigning my body.
You don't want the gentle, Swedish.
No, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I like the deep tissue massage, too.
Yeah.
But if I want to just go just completely chill, because with massages, as they're massaging, you're kind of brought to your awareness, because sometimes it's a little uncomfortable. With Reiki, you just go into this deeper state of relaxation, and you feel like you've been asleep, sometimes for hours.
Yeah.
Which, when you're exhausted, that might, and but you, if you're exhausted but can't unwind, that might be the thing.
It's a good thing.
When your body is physically, there's actual knots on top of knots on top of knots, you may need. Like Gretchen Hill at Saltwater Massage,
she
is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to her. She's
and Gina Lampazzi is another one. Gina Lampazzi does really nice sports massage and awesome massage.
Because Joey and I, we're hard in our bodies, you know.
Yeah.
Taking things up, putting things down, lifting. And
how often do you have a massage then?
I have gift certificates I haven't even used. My mother yells at me.
Yeah. Once a month is a good routine if you can.
Yeah. I used to do it, once a month.
That's a good routine.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff. The ladies' night. Thanks for bringing this up, Karen. Ladies' night is December 1st. It's a Thursday night, isn't it?
Thursday night. This coming Thursday.
This Thursday.
Already. It's hard to believe. It's this
coming
Thursday.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, it's this week.
Yeah.
We're gonna blink and it's gonna be January 2nd.
So is there gonna be a Good Morning Gloucester party, holiday party again?
There has to be.
I know. Well, you know, TikTok.
I really wanted it to be in the new house, but I don't know that I'm going to have it ready by then.
Well, you can go back to Cape Anglicé. It was great there.
Well, it's nice of you to offer for that.
I know.
That was very good.
It was really nice, you know. You know, here's the thing. Like I that would be really nice, and I'm not going to put James and Anna on the spot. But I'll tell you, it's always like this time of year. I'm crushed. So they have the party, and then like I go home, and then they end up doing all the cleanup and stuff like that. So it's hard to like ask people to do that, you know.
It was great last year. They were great hosts.
They were awesome. Did we do was that the 200th anniversary, the 200th podcast? No, it couldn't have been.
No.
100th podcast?
No.
It was something, maybe 150.
Maybe 150.
Did we tape one there? Didn't we tape a special edition one there? I don't know. Anyway, it is always awesome there.
That was a year ago, so probably 150, because you just had the 200th not too long ago.
Yeah. I don't know. James and Anna, they do so many awesome things. I don't want
to... They just fixed my canvas. Did you hear I dented my canvas? My very first picture I ever had printed?
And they fixed it for you?
They fixed it for me. I couldn't believe it. You can't even see it.
I feel like a podcast can't go by where we talk about something awesome that James and Anna did for someone. They're like that. They're that kind of people. They really are just such sweet people. So ladies' night is that night of the year where you go downtown, the women go out and they make a night of it, and there's usually refreshments offered around at the different stores.
And everyone enjoys the refreshments.
It's
packed.
Yes.
It's packed.
Adult refreshments. Mm-hmm.
It is so well attended.
Sales. The stores put on incentives and sales.
Yeah.
Every single store does a huge sale, and that's so well attended. It's become every year it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And if usually it's, I don't get down there because it's so we're in the heart of our season right now, but when you do get down there, the streets are packed.
Yeah, there's like
packs of women
going from store to store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt that the stores sometimes provide some nice wines and things.
Yes, there's always good refreshments.
Refreshments.
Yes.
Right, that's what you said, refreshments.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great stores on Main Street, so it's really fun.
And a lot of laughter. Everyone's like walking up and down the street laughing. The street, is it closed off? It always feels like it's closed off.
No, they don't close off the street.
But there's a lot of people. So yesterday was the shop. Oh God, what was it?
Small
Business Saturday, mm-hmm. And a lot of local people, including Pauline and all the downtown merchants, participated in that. And so we drove downtown yesterday, and as we were driving down, I didn't even get a press release that they were building they started building the lobster trap tree yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I talked to what's that guy's name?
Good friend,
David Brooks. David Brooks sent me a text message earlier in the week. The people at, it was Three Lanterns, I don't know if it's still called Three Lanterns, they donated 50 traps for the lobster trap tree, and they're raffling off a bunch. So kudos to the Three Lanterns Ship Supply. I forget what they call it now. I think it might be Three Lanterns, I'm not sure. On Parker Street.
That's Three Lanterns.
That's Three Lanterns. So they're giving back, and it's all that whole Middle Street walk. I put it right up there. The block parties, the 3rd of July, Middle Street walk, and the Fiesta that's my favorite events. But I don't think there's anything that can compare to the sheer amount of different things going on at the same time as the Middle Street Walk. And if you have children and you don't go down there, you're doing your children a disservice because there's so much to do and see. It's a great time.
The tree lighting is like 4:30 on December 10th.
December 10th. So what you have to do is you have to make plans to go to the Holiday Delights on the 9th or the 11th.
Right, on Friday night or Sunday
Friday
afternoon.
Friday night or Sunday.
Yes.
Buy those tickets. Get on the website, www.gloucesterstage.com, and get your tickets now. Gloucester Tees. Oh, I thank God I didn't forget this. My boy, Chuck Shoebridge, came through again. The stickers. Did you guys see the logo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The logo is awesome. I love it. And this is not to do away with the old logo, because the old logo is always going to be around and part of the blog. This is really designed for shirts and the t-shirts and everything else. But I just love how clean that sticker is.
So cute.
And I think that sticker would look really awesome on a boat, on a surfboard, on the back of a laptop. I just think it's so classy. It's like, I don't know. I really, really love that.
I like the simplicity.
I do too. It's not busy at all. It's, and like I said before, I think we've earned the right to go by GMG after, you know, the bazillion hits that we get. So there we go. We're at 56 minutes right now. Anybody want to add anything? Go to Bex's website, capeandhandywoman.com. Get your tickets at gloucesterstage.com for Holiday Delights. Friday, December 16th is the fundraiser.
Child's Christmas in Wales.
With Lindsay Krause and Christopher Lydon. Ed, happy birthday. Chuck Shoebridge, thanks for the stickers. Thanks to everybody that bought a CD calendar. I think there's only 8 or 9 left. So if anybody wants a CD calendar, I'm not ordering anymore. When they go, they're gone. Ladies' Night is December 1st. Gloucester Tees go and... say what it stands for again?
Together, everyone achieves something extraordinary.
There we go. I love it. It was the exit music. Karen, you can check that out on Facebook. And the website is launched or going to be launched soon?
Going to be launched soon. It's on online shopping on Facebook right now.
Beautiful. Thank you, Karen. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy.